Journalism students at UW-Milwaukee hope their class project, Missing in Milwaukee, brings renewed awareness to missing people of color in the city. Last fall, a team of student reporters reviewed cases where people of color went missing. They spoke with the family and loved ones of the missing people, interviewed experts, and sat down with Milwaukee police. The students recently hosted a panel discussion about the project at UWM. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, was there and has this story.
Every year, students in the Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies program at UWM take an investigative course where they research and complete a project around a specific topic. In the latest project, Missing in Milwaukee, 12 student journalists reviewed 18 open cases of missing people of color in Milwaukee and elsewhere in Wisconsin. The cases from between 1975 and 2024 spanned the elderly to toddlers. The reporting is published through Media Milwaukee, a student news source at UWM. At a panel discussion about the project, Caleb Rose, a senior, explained how the students chose their topic.
Going into the semester, we really noticed that there was a huge discrepancy in how people talked about missing people of color as opposed to white missing people, and how they were covered by the media and how they were investigated by police. And we wanted to help be a conversation starter about this broad-ranging issue.
According to the students' investigation, there are currently more than 500 open cases of missing people in Milwaukee, and only one officer in the police department's Sensitive Crimes Division is assigned to them. The students found that people of color, black men, and men in general who go missing are systemically underreported by news media. Students referenced academic research on a phenomenon called missing white woman syndrome as a reason for that. It means the media is more likely to extensively cover missing young white women. Here's Rose again.
I saw a case as well the other day, and it was of a white woman, and I don't mean to diminish that at all, but there was a long story about her, and I knew every detail about her life. And working through the cases of African-American people in Milwaukee, I knew their age, I knew the day they went missing, and that was it.
UWM student Sharmika Wells was not on the project, but she highlighted how the media talks about runaway children. Wells is the vice president of UWM's Minority Media Association.
Usually when they post it and they say, like, this child has ran away several times, then it basically gives people the perspective that, like, oh, this kid is constantly running away. I'm not going to look for her. And I think we need to do better as journalists to prevent that from happening. And not only that, but we need to treat these cases the exact same way that we treat white children that are missing.
The student's investigation explains the Milwaukee Police Department decides whether a missing person case is critical. One of the criteria is that the person has a physical, mental, or cognitive disability. Kale Byrne, another student journalist, talked about the case of 74-year-old Johnny Patterson, who went missing in June of 2020.
In early 2020, he was diagnosed with dementia, and he would wander off often, but he always knew to ask for help. But on June 9th, 2020, he wandered away from his apartment building, and he's been missing ever since. Patterson's disappearance received a smattering of news coverage by local television stations back in 2020 and 2021, but not enough to become a household name.
Byrne says the Milwaukee police declined to answer specific questions about Patterson's case, but they did release the full investigative file to Media Milwaukee. Police communication, or lack thereof, with the loved ones of the missing is an issue the students found many families encounter. They heard from families that sometimes police don't follow up. Additionally, the black community historically has a strained relationship with police due to racism and negative, sometimes deadly, interactions. Student journalist Rose talked about how reporting a missing loved one to police can also be a negative experience.
There are a lot of things that came up where it was like the detective would come and they would ask, is your son involved in drugs? Or is your son like doing this or whatever? They would reject those things, like you have to wait longer, or like, he's a grown adult. He can, you know, go wherever he pleases, those kind of things. And so when people did reach out, when they did try to communicate and advocate for their missing loved one, they felt a lot of pushback.
Students say their hope is that revisiting these missing persons cases will reveal new developments in the search and fill in gaps for the families. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.